With that said, welcome everybody, wherever you may be, if you're watching on the Truth and Art Radio Network. And welcome everybody watching the recorded live streams on BitChute and Rumble. And of course, welcome everybody watching the live stream tonight on DLive on, you know, the Foxhole and Rumble. Or wherever else you may be. So like I said, folks, we have a lot of little situations. The aftermath of the Rittenhouse, right? We have the aftermath of the Kyle Rittenhouse trial consists of several things. And I thought of three big things that are part of the aftermath. One we'll talk about at the end. But the other two is we have this crime, right? Like I already said, we're seeing a new level of crime, a new level of hatred. We have criminals working in teams and packs in a way that never happened before. And it's getting much, much worse. And then we have also, right, this aftermath, this terror attack in Wisconsin. And did the terror attack in Wisconsin, is that going to play a role in tampering down the violence? I don't think it will. Okay? So, and then the third thing that we're seeing, shockingly, is CIA's alternative media. You think they would wait? Come, if CIA alternative media, I'm here, Bernie. I'm asking you guys, slow it down. These are the same people that bring people back from the dead, and they create out of thin air these deranged conspiracy theories. Well, Satan's alternative media is making big, big moves already starting last night with deranged, laughable conspiracy theories. If we have time, we'll get into that later. It's not worth your time right now. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, so to begin with tonight, the hardcore, this illegal regime, like I said, people, they have been in power for 307 days. Are they going to go the full year? What is happening? We're going to talk about the Lindell situation, right? The Supreme Court, this supposed lawsuit. What's going on with that? Okay, but let us begin with the administration, and let's double down, actually, and show everyone exactly what we've been saying on this channel. Now, the administration is trying to destroy the United States of America. They're trying to destroy they've already destroyed our energy independence. And think about it. They're already destroying all of us. And so we are in this road where they are trying to roll out their New World Order. So let us begin, my friends, right here. No one should be surprised. I've said it many times on this channel that the cult is not giving in. The cult ends in violence, and the cult is the beast system. Say hello to the cults.
And are calling on the government to act on it now.
We're in deep, deep doo-doo, and they've been telling us, the leading experts, for over 40 years. This is what we're come to. The next stage after this is they're going to be pipelines.
Shut up. The what? The next stage? Because Bernie at Truth and Art TV has been talking about the next stage. Again, listen to this radical.
Going to be pipelines blown up. If
right? Again, people, listen in again.
Be pipelines blown up if our leaders don't.
Again. He wants to tell you what the next phase is
going to
be.
They're going to be pipelines blown up if our leaders don't pay attention to what's going on.
We need a declaration of a climate emergency by this NDP government. And we need them to begin to act with the reality.
We need this. We need that. We need that. We need. And remember a week ago, 2 weeks ago, climate justice. Justice we need. We're going to blow things up. Give us our blood. We're the vampires. We need the blood of the New World Order. Give it to us. We need to have it now, or we're going to kill you all. That's what's happening. Sorry. You know, you guys don't mind a little entertainment, right? Folks, this is laughable.
That emergency. We need changes in policy. No more investment.
Look at the look on his face. Look at, again, people, these are all, we talked about this yesterday. These are all psychiatric, dangerous demons. Lock and load, people. Get ahead of them. They're not playing around, people. Wake up.
In fossil fuel infrastructure.
There it is. Yeah, I'm glad the video ended. There it is. Get ready. And that demon, by the way, his name is David Suzuki. And somebody's calling him out, right? This Alberta Premier Jason Kenley condemned Suzuki's comment. This incitement to violence by this demon, this David Suzuki, is dangerous and should be condemned universally. That's, I love humanity. That's why I'm starting with this, people. I get, you know, the climate cult angers me and turns all my engines on. I despise those demons. They are dangerous demons. Do not negotiate with those demons. I don't want to hear, oh, Bernie, you know, they're just not sure. Shut up. They're all demon-possessed. I don't want to hear. Excuse me. You guys know what I mean. But anyway, there it is. And this person is saying, in Canada, we resolve our differences peacefully and dramatically. There it is. And now they're coming out under the guise, again, people, under the guise of peaceful protests. They're going out there peacefully, and then they're saying, yeah, we're going to have to handle things. We're going to have to blow up these pipelines. We're going to have to handle the problem. They're verbally talking no different than ISIS. Same thing. Truth and RTV is right again. Again, people, I said this movement, this climate cult, is a demonic, violent, terrorist, global terrorist organization, and they are not, they're not bowing to anyone. People, get ready. The end of the climate cult is the book of Revelation. I'm saying it again. The end of the climate cult, you want to know how the climate cult ends? Read your Bible. God is going to finish this cult. Yeah, Trump can come out and he said it the other day. I admit the climate, the whole climate thing is a hoax. He finally said it, right? He used to say it all the time before he came down the escalator. But this cult, it ain't going nowhere, people. They have children that are completely brainwashed to the bone. And they are going to gladly sacrifice their life. That's how, what's the difference between anybody in the United States, including the terrorists from Wisconsin, versus like people from Al-Qaeda and ISIS? The difference is that those guys in the Middle East, they are gladly salivating to give up their life and do a jihad. That is where the climate cult is going, in the direction of the jihad. I probably spent more time than I wanted on that already tonight. So, with that introduction, no one should be surprised that the Biden regime, they're coming out, right? Addressing high gas prices. Americans can save money if they buy electric cars. Yeah, shut up with the electric cars. And basically, as if we continue reading what they're saying, President Joe Biden promoted his effort to lower gas prices on Tuesday, but he reminded Americans they would save more money if on gas if they owned electric cars. So gas-powered vehicles is slowly becoming the new unvaccinated. I'll let you process that. Let it sink in. And he's coming out saying, for the hundreds of thousands of folks who bought one of those electric cars, they're going to save $800 to $1,000 in fuel costs this year. Oh, shut up. But what are they going to pay when that broken, stupid electric car breaks down? And that electric car that's going to destroy the environment. And that's the electric car that is going to allow China, that put you in temporarily for 307 days, to rule the world while CIA's alternative media gets people off of 5G. That's how this works. And this demon's coming out. My effort to combat climate change, which is a really climate change. The climate is supposed to change. but the movement is a cult. My effort in this cult, in other words, is not raising the price of gas. Yes, it is. What it's doing is increasing the availability of jobs somehow. Again, people, they think that you are stupid. Okay, so I just wanted to rush through that and take a look at this. It's a big, big deal. Everyone should pay attention. Biden taps into strategic petroleum reserve to release 50 million barrels of oil to lower gas prices. Yeah, right. And, you know, a lot of you guys are probably tracking this, and this amounts basically to like a couple days worth of gas. So this is basically a PR stunt. But it is also, right, what we had, what's his name the other day, came out and said, yeah, well, maybe, you know, Chuck Schumer, right? We should deplete the reserve. And Trump is coming out today saying this is a joke. They are bowing at the altar of OPEC with everything that's happening. And they're denying that there's any energy problem. Right, we all. And we have Jen Psaki coming out. Yeah, you know, so what? Maybe your turkey's going to cost $1 more. Eh, no big deal. They're downplaying everything. No one cares. And then we have the old man fleeing the podium without taking questions. This is a disgrace. Take it off.
As you gather together with your family this Thanksgiving, I want you to know how grateful I am to serve as your president. And I promised you that I'll never stop working to address your family's needs. And together we're going to confront challenges that we face them, are going to face them honestly. And that we'll keep building this economy around hardworking folks who built this country.
Oh, shut up,
Happy
you liar.
Thanksgiving. God bless you and may God protect our troops. And I'm heading to a...
We're not asking you where you're going. Shut your mouth. You stand there and take questions from the United States of America. Whatever these reporters, right?
A food kitchen to serve meals right now. Thank you for your time and effort. Now, plenty
Shut
of time
up.
To
hey,
talk to you.
Hey, stupid old man. Get back here. Get back here, stupid.
When will you answer our questions, sir?
Right there. That is the way this works. He's laughing at the American people. You guys already know. So, the optics are important for everyone to see. And that was today. This was yesterday, people. Same thing. Take a look.
Well, folks, let's see. That's it. Hope you have a happy Thanksgiving.
And by the way, same background. This is the fake stage. Same background as today. Same fake stage.
Thanksgiving. I thank the families of the two nominees for...
And by the way, people, this is really a laughable posting by Breitbart, and if you listen carefully, they're going to play this elevator music. This is the clown world that we are stuck in.
Be willing to support their work and what they have to do. It's going to be a long hours, as you already know, long efforts, and I thank the families. Thank you all.
Here we go. Listen for the music. There it is, people. They're laughing at us. That's how this works. There it is. Staff plays music as Joe Biden exits fake White House stage. Wait, fake White House set without taking questions is what this headline says. Again, people, you got to see it. But enough of that. All right, let's get to a little bit of the aftermath, you know, of this, right, Rittenhouse situation. You guys probably know this. This judge is coming out. This is right where we're picking up where we left off yesterday in last night's program, where shockingly, it's like no big deal. They're treating this killer, right, this Daryl Brooks, no big deal. And this guy is a hardcore terrorist, period. There's no other word. There's nothing. This is... So, this afternoon, we have confirmation. And this judge is coming out. Have you guys seen this judge? I don't really like this judge. But he's making a big, big deal of this $5 million bail. Take a look at this posting by Catherine Herridge. Judge sets bail at $5 million for Daryl. So what? Quote, this offense is shocking. Two detectives not only tried to stop this, but rendered an opinion this was an intentional act. You are presumed innocent, sir, but that's what the allegations are. Ladies and gentlemen, this judge, if you ask me, is a disgrace. He is acting like he's supposed to be apologetic to this hardcore terrorist. And then, why is he getting bail? All right, ladies and gentlemen.